This morning, we look at the state of Maine. Because its hugely popular Senator Olympia Snowe is retiring. Snowe, a Republican famous for crossing the aisle to work with Democrats, has cited the poisonous partisan atmosphere in Washington as her main reason for leaving public service. This morning, WBUR releases the results of a poll on the race to succeed Snowe. It shows the independent candidate, former Governor Angus King, way ahead. King has 50% support, compared to 23% for the Republican Charlie Summers. The Democrat, Cynthia Dill, is way back at just 9%. In a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with a pollster. But first, WBUR's Fred Tice reports from Portland on the political mood of Maine's largest city.
Portland's waterfront is teeming with tourists, and the bustle gives the impression the city is doing well economically. Conversations with Mainers reveal that, unlike much of the country, they're optimistic about Southern Maine's economic prospects. Becky's Diner on Commercial Street is full mainly of people from away, as Mainers call out-of-staters, but breakfast also draws locals. A group of Coast Guard officers waits at the door for a table to open up in the jam-packed restaurant. Harvey Rosenfeld has found a stool at the counter towards the back. He's in a good position to talk about the state of the economy.
I run the Scarborough Economic Development Corporation.
Scarborough is just south of Portland. Rosenfeld says the economy is not what he would like it to be, but he says Greater Portland has managed to keep growing through the recession.
I guess I could complain, but it's all worth it.
But Rosenfeld's relative optimism, perhaps typical of southern Maine, is not shared by the rest of the state. The WBUR poll finds that economically, only one-fifth of Mainers say they're better off this year than last. Rosenfeld has a worry about the upcoming Senate election, and that is that it might turn out just as the last governor's race did.
No one got a majority of votes, and the governor was elected with 32% of the vote. And we have to have a system where you have a clear winner.
The WBUR poll finds that Republican Governor Paul LePage remains a polarizing figure, with only 40% of Mainers approving his job performance. Three candidates lead the Senate race at this point. Last week, Secretary of State Charlie Summers won the Republican nomination. State Senator Cynthia Dill won the Democratic primary. But the dominant presence in the race is former Governor Angus King, an independent. The WBUR poll finds King ahead, with 50% of likely voters saying they would choose him. Summers, the Republican, would get 23%, and Dill, the Democrat, 9%. Whoever wins will be replacing a senator whose popularity most of her colleagues can only dream about. The WBUR poll finds 82% of Mainers give Olympia Snowe a favorable rating. Democrats give her even higher marks, 85%. One of those Democrats, Tim Brooks, is disappointed that Snowe is retiring.
She was one of the few moderate senators in Washington.
Brooks, who has a small Portland web development business, doesn't see either the Democratic or Republican candidate up to the task of cross-party cooperation Snowe is renowned for.
We have two very extreme candidates, both of which would probably go in and create the same kind of polarism that we have now.
But Brooks is skeptical that King, whom he calls the moderate candidate, can create much balance in Washington. Snowe's retirement puts Republicans in a bind as they aim to take the Senate. Hers was a secure Republican seat. No longer. Steve Hines, who's from Cumberland Forside, south of Portland, relishes that fact.
I think she really stuck it to the Republicans, and I think Angus King's going to be our next senator. I'm certainly voting for him. Many Americans, myself included, are really disgusted with what our two-party system has become, and unless we get somebody, hopefully an independent, who's willing to do what the people want done, which is essentially to tax the rich and to not give so much to the poor and balance the budget, then I think this country really would be in a lot better shape.
Sandy Whitmore, a high school art teacher in South Portland celebrating her retirement at Becky's, is another King supporter.
I can count on him to think for himself. He doesn't just follow a party line.
With the Senate so evenly divided, there's a lot of speculation right now in Portland, not so much on who will win this election, but with which party King would align himself if he wins. He said that his decision would depend on which party can offer him the best committee assignments. King has endorsed President Obama, but over the weekend, he told lobbyists in Washington that he truly has not decided which party he'll caucus with. Voters here are cognizant of the fact that their choice could determine the balance of power in the Senate this fall. Mainers are proud of their tradition as independent voters. The WBUR poll indicates their independence bodes well for independent Angus King. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.